Revelation 11, 3 through 6. I will give power unto my two witnesses. If any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. That's going to be awesome. Can you picture a fire-breathing prophet? Right? Yeah. You're like, we've got Elder Holland. We've got Elder Holland. I can see it, right? He kind of breathes fire once in a while, doesn't he? It says, if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. So if you try to shoot one of these apostles, what happens to you? You get shot. You try to stab them, you're like, okay, I'm dead. Right? It doesn't work. They have power to shut the heaven that it rain not in the day of their prophecy. They have power over waters to turn them to blood. Okay. After 3.5 years of their prophecy, they will be killed. By the way, who are they? Elder McConkie teaches very clearly, it's in our New Testament student manual as well, that they are members of the Council of 12 or of the First Presidency. It's not just missionaries out there or, you know, random people. They are members of our Quorum of 12 or First Presidency. Okay. So after they have finished, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall kill them. Their dead bodies shall lie in the streets and shall not suffer their dead bodies be put into graves. They'll just lie there lifeless for 3.5 days. They will rejoice over them and make merry and shall send gifts one to another. These people that killed the prophets are having this huge celebration because finally these two guys that are bugging us are dead. Evil, right? After 3.5 days, the spirit of life from God entered into them and they stood upon their feet. And great fear fell upon them which saw them. Right? You talk about an understatement, right? You just killed prophets and you're rejoicing. And wow, I'm feeling great fear. How about you? Well, yes, I too am feeling great fear. No, this is like you need a new change of underwear kind of fear. All right, because you're in trouble, right? Yeah. Jesus, again, Revelation 11:14, the second woe is past.